Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time.
You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car,
so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on a smart speaker. Damn it, I don't know how you listen. I'm just glad you're here. Sirius XM, welcome. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. And it's been fun. I'm here in Philadelphia, city of brotherly love, and I'm feeling the love. Everybody wants me to eat a cheesesteak and run steps. I'm just here minding my business. I'll be speaking with students at Drexel. Should be fun. Media for the Movement Tour. Should be a lot of fun. But right now I'm talking to you. 855-212-4CBS, and that's at JR Sport Brief. I had a chance to stop by the Rocky Steps today. I did not run them. Had a chance to hang out by the Rocky statue, and is the biggest winner in Philadelphia, and we're going to go ahead and get to those Eagles. They are some big-time winners. We'll talk about the Eagles next hour. I'm just so thrilled right now to see Jalen Hurts having all of the success that he's having. He basically was on a prove-it deal last year. He's on another prove-it deal. And he's proving that, hey, he is the quarterback. None of that Jerry Jones nonsense where, oh my God, we might put in the backup. Good stuff. So we talked about Jerry Jones. Talked about NBA Media Day, all of the stars that have started to chat and run their mouths. And guys talk about how great a shape they're in. James Harden said, oh yeah, I'm in great shape. I mean, you got Zion Williamson down in New Orleans. Even Zion is like, yeah, I'm in great shape. And Zion looks it. He doesn't have that chubby little boy look about him. He just looks like he's been in the gym. Because he cut the baby fat. His face looks different. His build, he's more cut. It's like, damn. Zion looks like a defensive end getting ready to play basketball. I want to see what he can do for a full season. And so, yeah, Zion is one of the folks saying, yeah, folks, I'm healthy. And even he said, now that I'm in shape, I'm shocked at some of the things I can do. Listen to this.
It's one of those feelings where I'm in the gym and something happens and I'm like, oh man, I can really do that. Oh, that's different. But now I learned a lot from a nutrition standpoint, from working out standpoint, how long I need to be in the gym and the most efficient way to work out.
Yeah, man, stay away from the beignets, stay away from the gumbo, crawfish, stay away from it all in moderation. Anyway, he says heading into this season, not only is he amazed at what he can do, he says, I'm feeling good.
I feel like I'm in my best right now. I feel like I'm moving faster, jumping higher. I feel great.
Is it necessary for him to jump any higher? Hey, Shep, this is the same damn guy at Duke. We literally saw him burst out of a shoe.
Barack Obama was courtside.
Yeah, Obama was courtside when he bust out that shoe. What are you saying? Obama has something to do with it?
No, what I'm saying is that's Zion Williamson for it. You got presidential elite figures, literally and figuratively, who's shown up courtside to watch you play as an amateur. You imagine what's going to happen when he hits his prime in the NBA?
I don't know. I hope he's healthy enough to see it. He is one guy. Out of everybody that we have in the league right now, I am very interested to see what the hell we get out of Zion Williamson. Because he looks like what's the guy from I'm terrible with the movies. What's the guy that everybody wanted these stupid Infinity Stones from? From the Marvel movies. What's his name?
Hugh Jackman?
No, that's Wolverine. Man, I know Wolverine, the bad guy. The bald dude from outer space that whooped all their asses. Come on.
Jason Statham?
No, what are you talking about?
I'm 35. I don't watch Marvel movies.
That's disrespectful.
No, I'm 35 years old. I watch classic cinema.
No, what you just said is disrespectful. You just pissed off a lot of people, Shep.
People our age do not watch Marvel movies.
Oh, here we go.
I'm trying to be controversial. I'm just saying.
No, it is. Oh, my goodness. I love Marvel movies. I just haven't seen them. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. Everybody loves Marvel people. 50, 40, 60, 70, 80.
When I talk about great movies with friends and family, you bring up Shawshank and Godfather and Good Will Hunting and On the Waterfront. And even you want to go classic cinema, Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz even. You want to talk about like more modern day movies. Boys in the Hood is a great one. Jerry Maguire. We don't talk about Marvel movies. Like, that's something they do at conventions. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I don't think a lot of people watch Marvel movies. I just think they're in the tech world. So it gets distributed and disseminated on social media. So it actually is overhyped and a lot more, paraded around than it should be. I'm not trying to be. You know I'm right on this.
No, you're digging yourself a hole,
man. I'm not digging anything. I'm just being objective and accurate.
Stan Lee.
Okay, Stan Lee. I know. Okay,
characters that he created 50 and 60 years ago.
He passed away a few years ago, Stanley.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to disrespect him. No, he's an icon.
A lot of these characters that he created in the universe that he created, a lot of it was due to social issues and superpowers, and he wanted to kind of display that in comic books. So it's not necessarily so much about the movies, but Marvel, man, it's the you-know-what. And I can't remember the guy's name, and I know people are tweeting me. Let me go ahead and check Twitter right fast while I'm on the air, because I will have the answer. People know exactly who I'm talking about. He's the guy that came from Thanos. See, I knew it. Shout outs to Marshall Harris. A million people. Marshall holding it down. Yeah, come on. Thanos, you know what I'm talking about? The bald head dude who snapped his fingers and everybody disappeared.
I know Thanos as much as you know Spider-Man 3.
Tom Holland. Well, I know
Tom Holland, yes.
Well, listen, I know Spider-Man. I know Peter Parker. I know the Hobgoblin. I know Mary Jane. I know all of them. Dr. Octopus. I know all of them. I don't know these people who play them. I could care less about them. But I digress.
Like Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I like Robert De Niro. Was he in Spider-Man?
No, he wasn't. But I was just saying, you do appreciate quality thespians.
I can't even tell you the last Robert De Niro. The last time I saw Robert De Niro, you want to know what? He was in a DC movie. He was in a Joker. How about that?
No kidding.
See, you didn't see the Joker?
Oh, that's right. With
he's not the funny guy.
I know you're talking about Joaquin Phoenix. Of course I did. Yes.
Yeah. Robert De Niro was in that movie briefly.
Yeah, until we know what happened to him at the end. I won't say anything.
I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, you don't know what happened to him?
He lived he became mayor of Gotham City. That's what happened.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Zion Williamson, and thank you to every person who tweeted me, letting me know about Thanos. Zion Williamson looks like Thanos. Zion Williamson looks like he will snap his fingers and a whole paint will turn to dust. He's a freak. There is not an NBA player that I'm more interested in seeing what they do this season than him. The man goes to the basket. He can pass. He has shown the ability to shoot. Is he going to do it on a consistent basis? Probably not. The sky's the limit. And I know it's always so cool. Every generation, you go, oh, we haven't seen a player like that. And we didn't see a guy like this. I haven't seen another Bird growing up. I haven't seen another Jordan. We got one LeBron that's come through over the past 20 years. We've had one Shaq. I've seen one Hakeem. We had one Kareem. We've had one Magic. We've had one Greek Freak. Can I say 5 to 10 years from now that we've had one Zion? Or am I going to say, we saw Zion and then his ass got broke? Derek Rose, this man, herky jerky, cross you over. He was so dynamic that it didn't even, if you look back at some of his clips, you'll look at it and go, am I really shocked that Derek Rose, that his own body betrayed him? It's like, there's no way in hell you could just play like that every day, just season after season after season. And we've seen the results. So I want to see what Zion can do now that he looks like he's in shape and he looks like Thanos. And even the Pelicans, they have a great team. I know CJ McCollum got a 2-year contract extension. Good for him. And they got one of the best scorers in the game in Brandon Ingram. Nobody talks about that guy because he does what Jerry Jones should do. And Brandon Ingram just doesn't speak. He doesn't talk. And so high expectations. I want to see the Pelicans do good. The city deserves a good basketball team, especially after Anthony Davis decided to leave. Anyway, the Pelicans can look forward to some greatness. This is why I love Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich spoke to the media. He pretty much said, listen, don't expect a damn thing from us this year. This is what he said.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. What the hell? Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen. But that's not the point. And very honestly, I could care less. You all know what I care about, so I won't bore you to death. But the point is to develop this group and give them the best possible opportunity to have long NBA careers and enjoy the hell out of it.
Listen, there is not I don't think there's another coach in North America who could get away with saying that. He basically said, we gonna suck. We're not winning a championship. Like, don't hold your breath that we're gonna do some damage here. We're here for development. I mean, who can wake up and say that? Only him. Bill Belichick doesn't even get away with that. Robert Kraft is breathing down his neck, going, hey, what the hell am I spending all this money for? Do better in the draft. DeJounte Murray he's gone. He's now with the Atlanta Hawks, and you'd be hard-pressed to just name 4 guys on the Spurs roster. So, listen, Greg Popovich was also asked, you know, why are you still doing this? And he said, my paycheck. Say when you get older, you just tell the truth. You're just honest. And good for Popovich. He said what we all know. What are we expecting from the Spurs? Nothing. Not a damn thing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brad is calling from Colorado Springs. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, guys. love your show. And I called in about, you know, Jerry Jones' business style. But when you guys went off on the debate on Marvel and classic movies, that was awesome.
Oh, well, and, what do you say? You think Marvel movies, you think it's crap? It's for kids?
Not at all. You know, I mean, I know a lot of the guys who make the Marvel movies. I write stuff like that. I've actually presented screenplays to them.
Love
but
it.
I love classic movies. And of all the movies he mentioned, On the Waterfront, it's one of the best movies ever made. It's gut-wrenching. When a brother has to pull another brother off a meat hook, that's about as visceral as it gets, you know?
Whoa.
I mean, I remember the good son
with Macaulay Culkin, and the mother let the other, she let her son fall off the cliff. Was that good?
What movie?
The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin. You remember that?
I didn't see it.
Oh, well, man, you're not a movie connoisseur. Come on. What a guy you are. You're not telling the truth. What else you got for
me? I love movies. Well, you know, the thing that I did want to say about Jerry Jones is regardless of how much money he makes, because that's what everybody talks about, he didn't cost his city any money. And most of the other NFL owners, they should follow him because they have the cities build the stadiums for them. And then 20 years later, threaten them, hey, man, if you don't build us another one, we're moving. And that's getting old. You know, I mean, if they're going to pony up and be a NFL owner, they should own their own stadium.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see, and thank you, Brad, for calling from Colorado Springs. I think we're starting to see more of that. Because what you have is owners who are saying, hey, we don't just want to own the stadium where they can obviously bring in concerts and make additional money. Like, people are building entire developments. It's real estate surrounding the arena, surrounding the stadium. It's, well, let's put a mall here and let's put some living here and let's put some shopping here. And there's just so much. Like, these owners aren't just, I own the sports franchise. They want to own a piece of the city. And in order to do that, I mean, yeah, you got to have a couple people in your back pocket. But they want to own as much as they can. They don't want to rent out a damn thing anymore. 855-212-4CBS. Lou's calling from Rochester. What's up, Lou?
Hey, JR. Your show's excellent. That debate you guys had over the classic movies reminded me of as if you guys were in a Larry David episode.
Okay, well, thank you.
Highly entertaining, as your show is. I just wanted to say that your take on Kyrie Irving there was dead on and needs no further commentary. So I just applaud you, man.
Oh, well, thank you, Lou. I appreciate that. I like what I said about Kevin Durant. I said Kevin Durant is like the mystery box from some Super Mario Brothers, except for this mystery box. Never mind. That joke will get me suspended. I won't do that one. David is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hello, JR. How are you?
I'm absolutely amazing. What's up?
Once in a while, I've been listening to sports for years and years. Once in a while, you come across somebody who is Michael Jordan and just captures your, and that is you.
Well, thanks. I'm Michael Jordan.
Unbelievable.
He got about he's a foot taller than me. He's got a couple of billion dollars. People are wearing his crap everywhere. How am I Michael Jordan?
Yes, you should be getting paid $50 or $100 million. You are amazing. You are very good.
Okay.
I even love when you yell at the people. Also, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be a very, very good team, I think, this year, if they get J.K. Dobbins back. Also, Macaulay Culkin, I saw that movie, but I played basketball with him. He's an amazing basketball player.
What? How long ago did you play basketball with Macaulay Culkin?
I played basketball with him probably in the 90s in a gym in New York City, a really nice workout facility.
I'm sure.
New York City. I played against him.
Okay. I saw a photo one time with Michael Jackson and Macaulay Culkin. You weren't there with Michael Jackson, were you?
No, my boss went and I wasn't allowed to go.
What, with Michael Jackson?
Well, I was with my girlfriend Mindy, and she worked with my boss, Stephen Schoenfeld, but I wasn't allowed to go for some reason, and they went to his house, and there were pictures of him and Macaulay Culkin all over the place.
Wow. Well, be happy you didn't go to Michael Jackson's house, okay? I heard it's a wild place.
But this Macaulay Culkin was some basketball player. He didn't miss a three-point shot.
Wow. Well, maybe he had a different calling than running around setting traps for burglars. Hey, David, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
One more question. Are you in California?
Am I in California? No.
They don't hear you in California?
Yeah, they hear me all over California, Los Angeles, San Diego. I mean, they're everywhere.
Well, I want to make one shout out. I hope J.K. Dobkins plays, but I love you, Dakota. Good night, J.K.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Good night, J.R. You're excellent. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Stay awake. Thank you. I'm so happy that you didn't. I'm glad that you weren't allowed in Michael Jackson's house, because that'd have been a hell of a story to tell. I would open up the phone lines to anyone who's ever been in Michael Jackson's house, but I think we get a bunch of liars on the line. 855-212-4CBS. Shep is laughing. Hey, Shep, you been in Michael Jackson's house?
Oh, but I know the interview you're referring to that blew up that spot. I got that joke. Just like I got the Michael Jackson jokes, which apparently went over David's head.
Oh, listen. What is that? What a place called Neverland?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, had animals back there.
I think Michael Jackson would want to say never mind.
Yeah, 855-2. We're going to never mind it to a break. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. You know, Greg Popovich just said, listen, folks, don't expect us to win a damn thing. When we come back from break, I'm going to get to your calls. I want to tell you about a current team in the NFL that they also wear similar colors to the Spurs. You shouldn't expect a damn thing from them as well. They ain't won a game. You know who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll have some fun when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah, Drexel. Drexel University. I'm going to see you in the morning. Drexel University, Media for the Movement Tour. Encouraging students in their media journeys. Also letting them know in the nicest way possible not to be a jerk. Treat people like people, really. Treat people like people. Simple terms. Shout out to Special Olympics, Experian, Media for the Movement Tour. We rolling on. We're going to roll on here, 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I shared with you a clip of Greg Popovich letting everybody know, don't waste your money or your time with the Spurs. Okay, I put my own spin on it, but Greg Popovich basically said, don't go to Vegas and bet on us to win the championship. It's like, yeah, I know. It's like, who are these guys? Who are these Spurs? Who are these people? Like, Tim Duncan's not there. Manu Ginobili's not there. He's in the Hall of Fame. Tony Parker's not there. I can go back further. Where's David Robinson? Where's Avery Johnson? Where's Mario Elie? Sean Elliott? Where are these guys at? Gone? I know Greg Popovich, he basically hired himself as the coach, and not a lot of people remember that. But they out here tanking. They want to get that guy. Wembanyama, did I say his name correctly, Shet? Wembanyama, what's his name from France?
Sounds right.
Victor Wembanyama, something.
Oh, JR, here's what you need to know.
What?
Jakob Poeltl is their starting center.
Yeah, I know Jakob.
Yeah.
Jakob was riding the bench for Toronto for a long time. But anyway.
Yeah, they got Dougie Buckets.
Yeah, Doug McDermott is there to, you know, drop 15 points a game. Yeah, good. Yeah, they're just out here tanking. I can't blame them. I mean, it worked one time. They ended up with some guy named Tim Duncan, and that worked out okay.
They had David Robinson in their back pocket.
Yeah, but David was broken. That's why they ended up with Timmy. And so let's see what happens now. I mean, well, I know this much. Greg Popovich is not going to be around the next 20 years to coach the next generation. That much I know. Anyway, there's another team. I don't know what the Spurs call their colors. I look at it and I say black and silver. Mac Hollins from the Raiders, he just joined us a couple of weeks ago, and he told me it's the silver and black. And unfortunately for my friend Mac, his team ain't too hot right now. The Raiders are the only team in the NFL who happen to be 0-3. Let me say it again in another way. They got no wins. They got three losses. They are 0-3. And they should actually have some W's if they knew how to complete a game. First game of the season, they're taking on the Chargers, and Derek Carr is throwing. He's like, hey, here's three interceptions. And meanwhile, Justin Herbert is like, hey, I got three touchdowns. That was also the last great game that Devontae Adams had. He's been MIA over the past two contests. They blew a 20-point lead against Arizona. Remember that game? They had to go into overtime, and then it ended on like a pick six the other way, and we saw Kyler Murray running all over the place. It was crazy. And then in their last game, they never even had a lead. The Tennessee Titans they owned them. How do you let Ryan Tannehill go out there and own you? Ryan Tannehill by himself is thinking of how many interceptions can I throw in a game and can I throw them at pivotal moments of the game. And so I have no idea what the hell is going on with the Raiders. I know that if you start thinking about the AFC West, they might as well be dead and buried at this point. Devontae Adams, he came out of his mouth and told everybody. He's like, yeah, I'm frustrated. And people are making a big deal out of it. Well, what's the big deal? Of course he's going to be mad, upset, and frustrated. What do you think, he wants to pack his bags and go back to Green Bay right now? Maybe. Not in the long term, I know that much. And so Derek Carr, he said earlier before the season started, Derek Carr said, look, I am not out here just giving in to what people want from us and expectations. I'm just going to play my game, and I'm going to be more honest. Well, was he being honest when he said this? He said, the Raiders, we need to play better.
We have to be better, and if we're not, we're going to have a sucky feeling after every game. You know, so you try your best to do it the right way in practice. And if you don't do it right in practice, you can't expect it to go right in the game. And we got to look at that. And each man as an individual say, okay, then I got to be better at this, this, and this.
Ooh, a sucky game? What, are they playing peewee football? And flag football? A sucky game? They take on Denver next. And at least for the Raiders, I guess this will be a reminder for Coach Josh McDaniels, because that's the team that he used to coach. He now has an overall record of 5-20. Where's Devontae Adams at? Why isn't Derek Carr giving him the ball? What's up with the defense? Oh, my God, what is going on with the offensive line? Like, you can't find five drunk guys off the Las Vegas Strip to go out there and play the line to protect Derek Carr? I think you can. I've seen five drunks in the Boulevard. I see them at the table at the MGM Grand. And give them a job. They can do better than the offensive line the Raiders got right now. You know your O-line sucks when you took Alex Leatherwood You said, nope, we don't want him. He was taking on a garbage man after that. So I'm sorry. I know they're taking on Denver next. And you want to talk about another disappointing team. The score the other day, Sunday 11-10 against the Niners? Ugh. I fell asleep during that game. I got no shame in saying it. That game put me to bed. And Russell Wilson is, oh, yeah, yes for defense. Nah, this ain't what you signed up for. I know those checks, they come in, the direct deposit hits, and you are one happy fellow. Somebody has to win this game. At least you can look at it that way. Denver, the Raiders, should be exciting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on these Raiders? I know we got a lot of people with a lot of comments. Everything from Marvel to Jerry Jones to Kyrie Irving to the Raiders. We got you covered. We're going to talk about it all. And I'm in Philly, so we have to talk about the Eagles. I'm going to talk to you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show. I don't know what it is about teams wearing black and silver or silver and black. They look badass. They stink. They're going to stink. Greg Popovich in Media Day, he had no problem telling the world that, yeah, don't bet on the Spurs. We going to suck. This year is about development. And meanwhile, if I go from San Antonio to Vegas, we can take a look at the Raiders. They're running around with zero wins. There were so many expectations for the team this year to at least compete in the AFC West. We already know it's tough enough as it is, and y'all going to start 0-3? You going to let the Titans just beat you from opening whistle to the end? Like, how? You got Arizona. You had them up by 20 points. You got Devontae Adams there, and he had one great, spectacular game. And the last two, he's in witness protection. The offensive line is in shambles. Josh McDaniels, people are looking at him going, what are you going to do? And they got Denver up next. Watch Russell Wilson find some way to beat them. I'm going to laugh. The Raiders are so cool. They are. Stadium is nice. Allegiant Stadium is amazing. I love it there. If they would let me sleep there, I would. But I wouldn't want to do it now because they're a bunch of losers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't need loser stink rubbing off on me. Not at all. They ain't going to turn the season around either. Let's go ahead. And who do we got here? Neil is calling up. Oh, he's midway between. Oh, he's not too far away. A couple hours drive. Neil is here from Harrisburg. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Neil?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about Popovich.
The airwaves are all yours.
Okay. He may have just said that just to maybe light a fire under some butts.
No, he
didn't. I mean, we never know.
No, he didn't.
Now I'm kind of hoping they're at least competitive.
Name three players on the Spurs.
I can't name one.
There you go. Okay, but go ahead.
I can't name one, but, I mean, hopefully, because that would piss me off if I was one of them players.
Yeah, well, they're not that good to have a fire lit under their butt. And here's the thing. They have to, in order for them to win games, they have to operate as a collective unit. And so if you are a player on that team, you're listening to Greg Popovich, and the players are not dumb as well. They know if they're good enough as a team to do anything. And if you realistically said, hey, you guys going to the finals, they're going to roll eyes and go, who, us? So I don't know about all that, man.
Yeah, you got a point. But the other thing I wanted to say is you brought up Belichick's name about how Belichick wouldn't get away with saying that. And about the Marvel movies. I'm with Shep on the Marvel movies. I don't really watch them. I didn't read the comic books when I was a kid. But if they put Belichick in a Marvel movie, made him a bad guy, and named him the Mumbler, I'd watch that.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think I've said that quite a few times. Bill Belichick is like, he's like a supervillain. I look at Bill Belichick, and thank you, Neil. I look at him more as like a Star Wars character. Like, Bill Belichick is closer to, Darth Sidious. He's closer to him. Like, the evil guy in the hood, you never see him until the end, and it's just like, oh, there he is. The Mumbler. The Mumbler. He's just a miserable, he plays a miserable dude in the press conferences. Bill Belichick is running around his house like Tom Cruise. He probably is. He gets home and he lets loose. He lets his hair down, but he doesn't have any. None. Kelly is calling from Houston, Texas. Shout out to all my friends listening on the loop. Kelly, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, exactly the loop. That's my point right now. I mean, okay. Y'all talked about so much stuff. I'm like confused that I'm going to try to keep focused right here.
So sounds tough.
On the Facebook loop, the loop has a Facebook page, right?
Uh-oh.
And I said, look, is talent on an NFL team more important than coaching, or is coaching more important than talent? Because I mean, with the Texans, whatever. But I'm looking at the Jaguars. Look at last year, what they did. And now look at this year, what they're doing. And qualify it by saying it's only 3 games. Yes, I understand that. But, wow, what a difference.
Yeah, I mean, well, Urban Meyer should have been I got to be careful there. Urban Meyer didn't need to be the coach last year. We know that. And so you bring in someone in Doug Peterson who's actually played in the NFL. You bring in someone who actually won a Super Bowl. Yeah, it's going to be different. And you're right. It's only been 3 games. But what are we going to call the Jacksonville Jaguars after 3 games? Are we supposed to be ridiculously impressed with them? I'm not. What's more important, the players or the coach? I think it always boils down to talent, man. You got to have the talent. You can bring in a coach, and a coach can either add to the situation and pull people together, or the coach can hit the skids. It's all about talent. You are not going to find a great coach just going out there and winning with trash plays. It doesn't happen. Can a coach elevate a team to a certain degree? Yes, it could be a middling team and he can coach them up to a good one. Or a coach can take a good team and turn them into a great one. But you're not going to have a great coach come in and take 5 traffic cones or 11 traffic cones and turn them into championship contenders. It's not going to happen. Sorry. Jim is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Uh-oh. I think Jim fell into the abyss. It sucks for him. Perry is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Perry?
How's it going tonight?
I'm good. Where are you at, man?
Oh, I'm at work. I just heard my name.
You got me on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Well, what do you do for work?
I deliver for Domino's.
Oh, well, damn. You to connect? You in a car right now?
Yeah, we're done for tonight. I just took my last delivery. But anyway,
Wait. Do you have one of them codes that I could use? Hey, Shep. Hey, hold on, Perry. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hey, Shep, didn't you say last week you had a salad from Domino's?
That would be the true, yes.
Wouldn't it be great if Perry gave us one of them codes so we could save some money?
We would greatly appreciate that, Perry from Alabama.
Hey, Perry, you got a Domino's code?
I don't.
The
employees, we have a 30% off discount, but we have.
So make sure you share that with me and Shep on the side, and we won't share it with the country, okay?
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
All right. You were talking about the NFL and Jerry Jones and Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas will not win another Super Bowl until Jerry Jones is gone, either death or sell the team, whichever
Whoa.
Comes first.
Wow.
I don't wish death on anybody. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's now, I predicted Miami to go to the Super Bowl this year. They're 3-0. When they got Tyreek Hill, I predicted it, and I've stuck with it. And then we come back from a 21-point deficit and beat the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, I might add. Now, the NFC, I don't think Philadelphia is going to lose three games. It's going to be Tua versus Jalen in the Super Bowl. Philadelphia is the strongest team I've seen in a long time after 3 weeks. Their offensive line is physical. Their defensive line is physical. They got Devontae making circus catches like he did at Alabama. I mean, I just don't see them losing three games this year. They're going to go undefeated in the conference. In the division.
Well, I mean, look at who they got to play.
I know. Three sorriest teams in the NFC.
Yeah, and we're going to – well, thank you, Perry, for calling from Alabama. We're going to talk about the Eagles at the top of the hour. And, I mean, well, damn, you want to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. We got a matchup. They're going to be Thursday if you don't actually remember. Tua Tagovailoa, and they said he didn't suffer a concussion. That man was woozy as all hell. We found out that he's been dealing with a back injury, an ankle injury. He got a bunch of guys on the defense, the defensive backs, they're hurt. And the Dolphins are going to be in action on Thursday. And so Tua Tagovailoa, he's likely to go out there and play. And yeah, if you look at what the Dolphins did at the end of last year with Brian Flores, to be able to pick up where they left off with a new head coach, new offensive weapons. You want to talk about Tyreek Hill. You have a second year now of Jalen Waddle. Yeah, there's high expectations. I'm just happy that the Dolphins are at the top of the AFC East, and Bill Belichick has to look up at him. Mac Jones is in pain with a high ankle sprain. The Jets are the Jets. The Bills aren't going anywhere. I still like the Bills in the Super Bowl. But it's always good when you get new teams and different teams at the top. I don't need to see Bill Belichick win another thing in his life. Go home and smile in your house since you want to be miserable out in public with the rest of us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls, and I'm going to show love to these Eagles here on CBS Sports Radio.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.